right. This is the story of the first time. Everybody's got their first time when you did it. And mine was in Atlantic City. I had met my first girlfriend through a science fiction correspondence club. Well, I met an earlier girlfriend, but that was through an actual club that had meetings. But this one was sort of sight unseen. And we, my parents took me to Atlantic City every year for a four-day vacation. And that particular summer, I had this idea that I would meet up with her because she was babysitting down the road in a place called Ventnor for a millionaires, and she could like get an occasional day off. So we decided to get together, and we kind of hit it off pretty well, but it wasn't going to be that particular day that it happened. So I went back home, and I got my first car. And I was trying to figure out, well, what can I do with this car? And I thought, well, why don't I just drive to Atlantic City? I didn't tell anybody, and my parents didn't need to know I was going to Atlantic City. But we met up at a place called the New Kentucky Motel. It wasn't new. It cost $5 for the night, which actually for the day, because I didn't stay the whole night. But we went out on the beach, we had a very nice time, and then we came back, and she decided, well, let's wait until it gets dark. And sun was going down, and you know, we were edging up to the moment, and we're finally getting it on, and we had an unexpected musical accompaniment. About two blocks away on what was probably a vacant lot, the Atlantic City High School Marching Band was rehearsing and playing Stars and Stripes Forever. And so I'll end with saying, no, that's not my song, but I remember it very fondly.